Oh, yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show. Made to turn up until your nose bleeds buttermilk. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. Ah, yes, I am the metal man, superhero extraordinaire, sports, walking, talking, and rocking encyclopedia. Also a guru of sports, of sorts. The 1974 Elks State Free Throw Champion of Montana. I was the best in the whole state. Welcome to another edition of Rocks Jocks. I guess we'll start things off on a sour note and let you know that early this morning, the women's soccer team in the World Cup got beat in penalty kicks 5-4. They did the old chokey, chokey, chokey. They were heralded as the team that couldn't be beat. And yet, yesterday, they went down, down, down in a burning flame of fire. Sweden took care of us. And so, bye-bye World Cup. Bye-bye Women's World Soccer. You know what we called soccer in Walkerville growing up as a kid? Sucker. I've never played a game of soccer in my life, but I'm going to play a game of soccer before I kick the old bucket, so I get my lungs ready. All right, what else is happening in the old rock and roll world? I'd like to report that the KBMF 102.5 or horseshoe team won their match last week. And when we win, I like to report it because we don't win too often, okay? The KBMF 102.5er horseshoe team. A win last week, and we're looking to do it again tonight. NFL news? Not much. It's training camps. Cleveland beat the Jets the other night on the first preseason game in the Hall of Fame game. Hall of Famers included Klecko of the Jets, Chuck Howley, before my time, Aronde Barber got in. A lot of young guys got in, I noticed. Aaron Rodgers was talking about he playing against like four of them. So maybe the Hall of Fame voters are loosening up their boat strings and looking to put some people in that deserve to be in. You know where I come from on the Hall of Fame. If you don't get in the first time, you're not in. You should be a Hall of Famer. If you're a Hall of Famer, you should know it off the old get-go. Should be no second, third, fourth ballots, none of that crap. The Hall of Fame game, no Aaron Rodgers, no Deshaun Watson. But it was football, and I love it. I see that there's only three preseason games, or 3 weeks of preseason. I love it. Love it. I love preseason when it starts. Second week, still loving it. By the third week, I'm done with it. Even though I'm hardcore, I still watch. Because I do like watching the youngsters play. Because they're fighting for their lives and their jobs and their livelihoods. NFL action gets underway this week with a full slate of preseason games. So, all I can say to that is, whew, made it through another offseason and I'm ready for fall, that's for sure. All right, that's about it for the sports world this week, I believe. Yeah, that's it. All right, Don't forget my Metal Shop radio shows on every Saturday night, prime time, 8 p.m. Now in its 38th year of Breaking Necks, the longest running heavy metal show in the history of Earth. Over 38 years and running. Always getting harder, heavier, and faster. Till next week, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. It's beautiful outside. I want you all to go outside and play. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Roxy Joxy. I'm the Metal Man saying peace, love, and hard rock and roll.